It's time for Tiger Talk on Star 99 and DRGNews.com. Tonight, the coaches will talk with Andy Hsu for Tiger Talk. Tiger Talk is brought to you by Bridge City Realty, Grand Central Station, Dakota Bank, and Hands On Health. Now live from the Pizza Ranch in Mobridge, here's Andy Hsu.
Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Pizza Ranch. And tonight we've got Coach Holmstrom with us. And Coach, we're going to dig right into it. The playoffs. We've got Aberdeen Ron Colley coming up tomorrow night. And this is a familiar team. The last time we played Aberdeen Ron Colley, you and I sat down and we talked. And you told me you saw some kinks in their armor. It is one of those things where on any given night, any given team can beat any other given team. That's kind of a philosophy of team sports, right?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Yeah, and you think about this game, it's a very interesting game because within a one-year time span, we're playing them three times.
Yeah.
All of them in the exact same stadium.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a really, you know, we've been beaten the first two times. But we're hoping that we've made the adjustments necessary to change things around.
Yeah, you know, we were talking about it, and you know, I'm just a guy from afar watching the game, and you're right. There are some things that they do that kind of make them vulnerable for the right defense and the right offense. I mean, the thing that every defensive coordinator wants is to make sure his defense isn't out on the field the whole game, right?
Exactly. So, yeah, when we go up there tomorrow night, it's really important that we understand that, you know, the old adage of football as far as protect the ball.
Yeah.
And then you got to force turnovers on the other team. So that's critical. I mean, that did not happen last time we played. And so that was really devastating to us. So if you can change that right off the bat, then it makes it a lot different football game.
And you get into the playoffs, it's more important to not have those stupid penalties. I mean, penalties are going to happen. It's part of the game. But the stupid penalties, you have to avoid, you know, at this time of the year, or it means go home.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's, and even that, you know, when we played them last time, there were critical times where we'd have a real big play and a penalty.
Yeah.
And you cannot have that. That's that's something that successful teams in the playoffs don't do.
Let's talk about your team. You're getting some health back. There are some players that, and I know you don't like talking injuries. It's one of those things, but I mean, that's the talk all over town is who's actually back, who's going to be able to play. Cole Wellner, I the last time we talked, it was kind of up in the air. Did he go and get his knee examined?
Well, I can't talk about it. Just players. But all I can tell you is we hope as many people can come back as possible.
I will let
you, Andy, speculate.
All right. All right. I won't ask any more about injuries or players coming back. You have to be happy, though, talking injuries again, about your quarterback and Holden stepping in and the last couple of weeks really – against Groton area, really impressive.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's a gamer, you know, comes in there and at the, you know, playing the Blackhawks and down in Woonsocket and really stepping up. I mean, putting in 18 points in the fourth quarter, that's always, I don't care who you're playing, I don't care what it is. And it was against all their first team guys.
Yeah.
And that was a real positive. And then coming in against Groton and putting 30 points on those guys. I mean, we looked at that trophy and let me tell you, the first, I don't know how many times we played and we didn't win.
Yeah.
So it's a big victory. Whenever Mobridge beats Groton, that's a big one. And there's no doubt about it. Holden Iserman led us to victory there. So it was very impressive.
Let's talk about the Tiger Trophy. Where is that going to sit in the school? You have it in your office?
We got it in my office right now, but then we'll make a little ceremony one of these days. And then hopefully after a victory at Ron Colley, we'll kind of bring it down to the weight room and put a little inspiration in the old Tiger weight room.
You talk about short-term memory when you get a loss, but you also have to kind of have short-term memory when you win a game, especially when you dominate another team. You got to let that go and start concentrating on this opponent. one of the things that's hard for a 16, 17, 18-year-old kid is when you get defeated terribly bad, and Aberdeen Ron Colley kind of handled it to us. How do you get those kids to say, you know what, forget about that. Let's focus on this Aberdeen Ron Colley team.
Well, I mean, we're a different team.
Yeah.
You know, that's part of it. I mean, you think about all those weeks ago, it is a long time ago now. And so, you know, you make adjustments. I mean, not only obviously this week, but, you know, over that bye week, all the, you know, all the other games we had. So yeah, it's, you're making adjustments and hopefully you're getting better. You know, that's one of the things when you always scout another team, as you get to know certain coaching staffs, some teams you want to play early in the season because they're going to be a lot better later.
Right. Right.
They get better and better and better. And hopefully that's what they're going to say about us, you know, through the course of the years at Mobridge Pollock High School football, that, those Tigers get better and better. They get better and better. If you're going to play them, you want to play them first couple games because, man, oh, man, they're going to get better. And I think, you know, that's a good opportunity on Thursday night, tomorrow night, to prove that.
We talk about Aberdeen Ron Colley, and we talk about their running game. And like I told you, and I guess I probably shouldn't shoot my mouth off, but it didn't seem to me like they had much of a passing game.
Well, there's no doubt about it. They ran on us, and you know how it is with football. I mean, if you can run on somebody, you just keep on doing it. You know, late in the game against Groton, I think that's where we really took it to them, is when we just buckled it down and started pounding Aiden, you know, in there, and then sprinkled in a few other plays to Simon and then passes. But the bottom line is the decisive moment in that game is when we just took that ball and pounded in.
Yeah.
And then you put in 14 points in that fourth quarter. Once again, it's a big deal. So, you know, against Aberdeen, you know, we had really good practice on Monday. We had a good practice on Tuesday. It was okay practice today, but I don't mind that because the big one's tomorrow night.
Right.
And the deal is this: we told our team, you know, when we were practicing on Monday and then Tuesday too, you know, this is where you win the game. You don't win the game on Friday night. You don't win the game on Thursday night. You win in practice. And so we had good enough practices this week to beat Aberdeen on Thursday night.
That's incredible. You know, it's one thing to go into a week like this and you expect almost to have a bunch of kids that are afraid, wide-eyed, and thinking, well, Aberdeen, Ron Colley, they're so good. But if you got a group of kids that are focused and ready and willing to go out and put it on the line, I think that's awesome news for Tiger fans everywhere.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we got hard-nosed, good kids. The other thing, too, Andy, we have had a lot of injuries this year, but fortunately, we've played a lot of people. So, you know, the coaches, we try to do every Monday morning, we get together, kind of try and put together the puzzle, and we're really fortunate we've had so many people all year because it's allowed us to continue to be competitive in every game. So we expect the exact same thing against Aberdeen. We do some things that Aberdeen doesn't like. We come right after them. We're very physical on the offensive line, and we have a big old fullback, and we have a great tailback, and we have a really good quarterback that really keeps everybody honest. Our wide receivers are outstanding. You know, you got guys like Dylan Berg, and you got guys like Shane Henderson that can really make it go. You got Turner. The burner.
Yeah.
And he can, when he catches it, he can make things happen. So there's a lot of good things, a lot of good people banding together and working together as a team.
I want to talk defense for just a few moments because I was so impressed with a couple of players in your defensive backfield. Dudenhofer, I think, had an outstanding game. In fact, I was so close to giving him the player of the game. Also, Cage Yellow, that kid has really come into his own this year. I think that, you know, if you would have said these two kids at the beginning of the season were going to be your starting defensive backfield, I would have thought you were crazy, and here they are. And they're stepping up in huge ways.
Amazing. I mean, the play Cage made at the end of the first half, it brought the house down. I mean, he got that thing. And then remember, we went down and scored.
Yeah.
You know, you don't do that and changes the whole. And the great thing about that is the coaches and I had worked on that over the practice week. This great example of practice paying off, because we had been burned the 2 weeks before, remember, on late passes deep with just a little bit of time left, both against the Blackhawks in Woonsocket and then against Clarkwell Lake at home here at Tiger Stadium. So we put that prevent in, and gosh golly, what do you know?
Right.
Cage is right there, takes it, and that turns it. Because yeah. Remember, we moved it right down, got it right down, and then scored with seconds to go.
Yeah.
Three seconds to go. So, I mean, it was amazing. A freshman coming to make it. I play you right. Joseph, unreal good.
There was a couple of plays. I'm going to turn your mic off while you do this. Go ahead. Little sneeze action there. There was a couple of plays where there was only one person to catch one of their wide receivers. And I was blown away by Dutenhofer and his speed, catching the wide receiver a couple of times and preventing touchdowns. I said it in the broadcast, and I'll say it as many times as I can. That opened my eyes big time. I think that when the coaches gather up and talk about All-State, they need to look at this kid.
Yes, you're exactly right, Andy. He can fly.
Yeah.
I mean, it's something we saw early in the year, too. And, you know, when that's a tough position.
Yeah.
You know, I always kind of chuckle because I remember as a young kid growing up, my dad was the one that got me in love with football, brought me to football practices, brought me to Northern Michigan University practices, all that cool stuff. And I remember we're going to my brother. I have an older brother, and he's going to play his – at Marquette Senior High, big school, 2,000 kids in the school. Yeah. You can imagine, Andy, and my dad says to my brothers and sister and I and my mom, he says, if Tommy makes a mistake tonight, it's in the newspaper.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's true.
Yes, yes.
When you're a defensive back, you make a mistake on Friday night, it's going to be in the newspaper on Saturday.
And vice versa. When you make a great play, like Dutenhofer did, it takes, you know, hey, you're expected to do that. I don't fully think that people realize how tough that is when you're behind somebody and they're running away from you and you're trying to catch up to them and you have to get that extra burst of energy to catch them, or they're going to the end zone and making it a different game.
Oh yeah, it's amazing. He made more than one play on Friday night. And then, you know, the other one too was Turner.
Yeah,
Pitzer. You know, he made a play early in the game. He starts off at our Viper position all the way on the left. The ball's caught all the way on our right. He chases the guy down 45 yards later.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, we showed the team the film on Saturday morning when we told them. We said, that's championship football.
Right.
If you can get 11 defenders playing like that.
Yeah. Well, it's unreal. And you got to talk about Schoenhardt playing middle linebacker. I think that there was one hit in the game. We heard the thunder clear up in the press box, and I think that set the tone for Groton. They were thinking, oh, my Lord, this kid, he came out here to kill one of us. And so when you get that kind of intimidation right away, I think that the mindset is different for a opposing team.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and, you know, the tough thing, as we've talked about before, Cole was the heart and soul of that defense, and until he got hurt against Clarkwell Lake, I mean, he was the guy that was doing that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Now, praise the Lord, Aiden's come in, and he's kind of started to establish himself the same way. That you're going to run through the middle of the Mobridge line. You're going to have to look out because he's the big daddy's coming to pacify the juveniles.
Well, I'm going to say it once again. This is a guy 2 years ago who was an All-State offensive and defensive lineman, and now he's playing fullback and middle linebacker. The transformation. And again, if you're a college out there and you're looking for somebody who's got great hands, great mobility, and loves contact, there's your guy right there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, there's no doubt about it. We're going to have some colleges really interested in him, especially the ones like North Dakota State.
Yeah.
They're running I formation and they love to run the ball and all that stuff. So yeah, he's got all the tools. So it's a real positive, and he's, you know, he's bought into the team thing and everything else. So it's been a good thing.
Coach, we're going to take a break right now. Do you mind sticking around for a little while? We got more to talk about. So let's take 2 minutes. We'll come back. We'll have the rest of Tiger Talk right here on Star 99.
Go get 'em, Tigers. Grand Central Station of Mobridge wants to take this time to wish the Tigers the best this season. Grand Central Station is here for all of your tires, oil changes, convenience items, bait, and of course, gas or diesel. They look forward to serving you in the future. More great things like their new car wash will be coming soon, too. Stop by and check out all the new changes. Good luck, players, this season and in the future from the friendly staff at Grand Central Station in Mobridge.
No one has a handbook for what we're living through today, which is why the experience you have access to makes all the difference in how you make it to tomorrow. For decades, Dakota Bank has worked with ag producers through industry, economic, and regional changes. We're committed to agriculture. We're committed to the producers and families that make our communities great. Go with commitment, experience, and integrity. Dakota Bank, banking, insurance, mortgage, and trust. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Insurance and trust not FDIC insured.
Are you ready to buy a house or business in the Mobridge area? If you are, call Harley, Riley, Carol, or Jackie at Bridge City Real Estate. Check out their website at bridgecityonline.com and their Facebook page too. They are your local realtors and they will be happy to help you. Bridge City Real Estate wants to wish all the area athletes and coaches good luck throughout your season.
Hands On Health, a supporter of the Mobridge Pollock Tigers, and our certified therapists are here to help you stay in the game. If an injury does knock you out, you can count on our therapists to use the latest research and hands-on treatment to help you recover and get back to the sport that you love. Stay updated on our Hands On Health Facebook page. From our team at Hands On Health to yours, best of luck in your upcoming game.
Let's go, Tigers!
Hey, welcome back. We're at the Pizza Ranch, and as I said this morning on sports, if you come in and say you're here for Tiger Talk, get your Pizza Ranch buffet for $10. Thank you, Lisa, for that. That's awesome. There's a lot going on besides high school football this week. I know the cross country team is going to be competing in Huron at the state cross country meet on Saturday. We wish them, the Tiger Runners, the best of luck in that. I know that it's a morning start, but the weather report seems like it's going to be all right. You never know about Huron. That seems like the part of the state where anything can happen, but we hope that they have good weather. And, you know, Heidi Olson's got a great chance at winning a state championship. And I know that there's community up here, the whole central part of the state's rooting for to win that cross-country state championship. And there's a couple of other runners. The Vetch Boy, we're excited about seeing him run at the state cross-country meet. And hand it to Coach Freeze. She's done a wonderful job.
Oh, she has. I mean, the whole – it's cross-country. You're juggling a lot of different things because you're not only coaching varsity, you're coaching varsity boys, girls, junior high, and JV.
Yeah,
boys and girls. So yeah, it's a whole different deal. And yes, she's done a great job. We're so fortunate to have her. We're wishing those runners best of success now down at the state championships, and very excited for them. And then of course all the Mobridge Tiger fans.
Yeah, you know, and another thing that's happening this week, everybody in the state knows about Warner. Warner is a perennial powerhouse in volleyball. They have been for a long time. Well, they're coming to Mobridge to take on a very good Mobridge Pollock volleyball team on Friday night. And I think the difference in this match will be the amount of fan support. So no matter what you think you have to do, get to Mobridge Pollock High School and root on those volleyball players.
Yeah, Friday is going to be a big day for our volleyball program. It starts at 4 o'clock with the seventh grade volleyball. As soon as that's over, we go to eighth grade volleyball. As soon as that's over, which is 5:30 p.m., the C game starts in the high school gym, the first two games of the middle school gym. As soon as that's over, we have the JV game and then finish with the varsity. So the way it's scheduled on Friday night, potentially a big-time fan could come and see five Warner Mobridge Pollock volleyball games. So you're exactly right, Andy. It kind of builds to a crescendo. And the more people we have out, the better. This is their last home game of the season. We hope to host regions. But I asked Rose tonight, is anything guaranteed? She said no. So hey, this is an opportunity for our fans to really get out there and go. We played a perennial state champion contender with Linton the other night.
Yeah.
We played very well in the first set. So that's how you become good.
You don't
become good playing the Sisters of the Poor.
Right.
You gotta play tough teams. And that's what we want. That's our standard, whether it's football, basketball, cross country, or golf. In those fall sports, we want to face the best people we can. That's why it's kind of cool playing Ron Colley in that first round of the playoffs, because you're going against one of the best teams in the state. It's a big measuring run. Have you gotten better in this season or not?
Right.
So it's the same thing with the volleyball. We want everybody to come, and we want them to be as competitive and help us be as competitive as possible.
Well, and it's exciting this time of the year. Golf was a couple of weekends ago, and we had the one of our Mobridge Poly golfers there. Cross country has gone through regions, now they're in state. We've got the last home game of volleyball, then regions start. We've got playoff football. There is no reason why Mobridge Poly fans can't be excited right now about Tiger Sports.
Oh yeah, this is a great time of year. And we like want to encourage as many people to take that trip to Ron Colley.
Yes.
You know, I encourage, they could have set the time anytime they wanted. And I asked them, they would set it at 7 p.m. because it allows more of our fans to be there.
Right.
So we're asking everybody that can come and be supportive, please come and do so. It's so important because the kids know. They can feel it in the stands when people are excited about what they're doing and how it's going.
And you get to sit in Dakota Bank Stadium, a beautiful stadium, and you get to watch your team play. Carpool if you have to. That's always fun, just to jump in with a whole bunch of friends.
Yeah. Go out to eat when you're up there and all the whole thing. Make a big deal out of it. And it's the same thing with the next day, Friday. Come with the whole group. Hit the 7th grade game, 8th grade game. Buy some concessions at the stand. Have a nice dinner.
Yeah.
Then have more people join you at this T game, maybe game in varsity. So,
well, and what I've seen so far from the 7th and 8th grade C team, the JV team, and then the varsity, it's all exciting. I think the JV team, aren't they undefeated?
I'm not sure if they're undefeated, but I'll tell you what, they are impressive.
Yes.
I mean, I haven't seen all their away games, but I'll tell you what, it's every time we see them at home, it's like lights out. Very talented people, very, very, you know, great coaches, great girls.
Yeah.
It's such a tribute to everybody. I know my wife and I, we think volleyball is a great sport. You know, cross country, one of our daughters was quite a star in cross country. So there's just so much natural athleticism there, and so fun to see people compete outdoors in a very rugged environment. And so, we're so fortunate. This is a great time to get excited about Mobridge Pollock Sports, going down and seeing Heidi win the state championship.
Yeah,
that
awesome.
Would be a great get up early and get down there.
Yeah,
and be part of the group that cheers her on. So it's all, it's a great time of the year.
You know, and speaking of great times, I notice you're usually in a very good mood, but tonight you're extra happy. Is there a reason for that?
Well, it's always nice when you're number one supporters.
Your wife is here tonight, and it's a pleasure meeting her. I'm glad that I got a chance to meet her, and it seems like is there any football questions that she might have?
She knows a bunch of she knows. Well, she's been with me for a long time. She knows a lot of football. But I also I want to say too that we've had the good fortune to have those seniors over every week.
Yeah.
And they came again last night for dinner, and she made one of her specialties. She's quite a cook.
Yeah.
She made a thing called pasties. So it's a meat and potato, carrots, rutabaga, some beef and stuff like that. And it's put into a like a pie crust.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Andy.
You know, I'm not a senior, but I might be a senior citizen. I could come in on one of these meals,
You would love it.
Yeah.
You would love it. Matter of fact, what we should do if we beat Ron Colley, you're
going to All right. I am there. Yes. Yes. That is, and as much as we talk about ifs or whats or buts, I think that you ask the senior class, they're going to say when we beat Ron Colley.
Exactly. I mean, that's. that's the cool thing. I mean, we had people this week, you know, like Fitzer Turner, and we had, you know, or Turner Fitzer, I should say, but, and like Carmody, and Cole.
Yeah.
And, you know, those guys are just working their tails off to help the team.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about. I mean, that's when you really have good things happening, and really a tribute to all their parents and relatives and everything else. People are willing to do the little things that it takes to be successful. And that's the other thing too, when you think of volleyball and cross country and golf too. Coach Hedick does a great job with the golf, but you know, there's all those little things that happen on a volleyball night that make the big thing, big game happen. Same thing, you know, Tiger Stadium when we played Groton, so many people, Coach Hedick getting together the chain grain, yeah. Father Griffin coming yeah. in. Did he yeah. do a great job?
He did it. He did a great job.
Great job on the announcing. I was like, oh, praise the Lord. He just came through big time and had a smile on his face the whole time.
Yeah.
You know, the ticket takers, the crowd control people, the everybody that really Principal Randall and then
well, the Booster Club did that feed.
Oh, yeah. And the National Guard.
Yes.
I mean, it was amazing. That's one of the things that stands out for me. All the places I've coached and everything I've seen, there's a lot of great places. But one thing interesting about South Dakota is every place I've been and almost every game I've been to, it's amazing how many times you can get free food.
Yeah, exactly. Right. That's why I do this.
I can't believe it. I mean, I think I've had more free food at games and football in the state of South Dakota than all the other states combined. So it's amazing. It really is amazing.
You know, and the thing about small town sports is it takes a community. And that's what's so cool about all this whole entire area.
Oh, yeah. And let me add on to that. You know, think about this. We've been on all these road trips. Okay. So on every road trip, a different restaurant in our town has supported our team. So that means they feed them. So before we take off, they feed them. I mean, Dairy Queen has come through big time meal. Taco John's has come through big time meal. Subway has come through. And I'm telling you what, Burger King, unbelievable. They've been three different times they've supported us.
Wow.
Along with Payless Foods and then Miracles too.
Yes.
So it's been very, very supportive. I mean, the people that have come through, and like you said, it takes that whole community to really really makes the difference when it comes to the support of our student athletes and all, you know, all the things that really make going to high school special. And, you know, that's what's cool about these playoffs. That's what's cool about Heidi and the cross country team going to the state championships. That's what's cool about the golf state championships. And then of course, volleyball, Rose and the gang are about ready to start their journey. Those are the special things. Those are the things 10, 15 years from now, those kids will remember.
Right.
And say, hey, this was a cool time.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and the thing is what I have always heard from coaches is that if the community is there behind you, it makes your job really easy. You can concentrate on coaching and not being a babysitter.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. It's in like tonight, for example, the parents came through with a spaghetti meal for the team. So it was very, very heartfelt by all the team members and coaches to think that,
yeah,
you know, these people, yeah, they support us all the way.
Yeah. Well, Coach, I wish you the best of luck tomorrow night, and thank you for stopping in again on another Wednesday. Even with your wife in town, you came and talked to me. That was awesome.
You know, Addie, we want to thank you. You and our radio station that supports us so much, and all the athletics and choral and band and everybody else. Again, that's the other thing too. I want to mention real quickly, the choral and band with the whole homecoming thing.
Yeah.
Wasn't it impressive?
Yeah, it really
but
was.
Thank you, Andy.
Oh,
you do a great job.
I love what I do. And if I could do it for the rest of my life, I will. Thanks again, Coach.
God bless you.
Hey, that does it for Tiger Talk tonight. We'll be back next Wednesday right here. Hopefully we'll have Rose talking about a victory over Warner and getting ready for regions. And I guess until then, I'm Andy Hsu. This is Star 99.
This has been Tiger Talk, brought to you by Hands On Health, Dakota Bank, Grand Central Station, and Bridge City Realty. If you missed a second of the show, go to drgnews.com/star99 for the entire show. Join us next Wednesday at 7 p.m. for Tiger Talk at the Pizza Ranch in Mobridge.